Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnarounds. Let's bring our faith this morning. Raise our voice of thanksgiving and praise. Glorify the Father. Appreciate Him and give Him praise. Thank Him and glorify Him, for He alone is worthy of our praise. Glorify Him for His faithfulness. Thank Him for His loving kindness. Give Him the glory. Appreciate Him and give Him praise. Glorify Him and give Him praise. Father, we glorify You this morning. We are grateful to You. Thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your mercies. Thank You for Your faithfulness. We glorify You. We appreciate You. We give You thanks. Give Him praise. Let Him hear Your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Enter His gate with thanksgiving and into His court with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His mercies endures forever. We are grateful to You, Father. We glorify You. We appreciate You. Glory to Your name, mighty God. We bless Your holy name. We give You praise. To You be the glory. We are grateful to You. Thank You, mighty God, for victories we have enjoyed. We glorify You for Your marvelous help. We give You praise. Thank You, mighty God, for Your good hand upon our lives. We bless Your name. Give Him thanks. Somebody grateful this morning. Appreciate Him and give Him thanks. We glorify You. We appreciate You, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not unto us, but to You we give all the glory. Give Him thanks and appreciate Him. Glorify Him in the name of Jesus Christ. For the privilege we have this morning again to appear before Him for access to the throne of grace. Give Him thanks. Appreciate Him. Glorify Him in the name of Jesus Christ. We glorify You. We appreciate You for access to the throne of grace. You said, come boldly to the throne of grace. We thank You for the privilege of access we have this morning. We glorify You. We appreciate You in the name of Jesus. Thank Him for His presence mighty in our midst again this morning. Give Him praise and appreciate Him. We thank You. We glorify You, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank You for Your presence mighty in our midst. Thank Him for His word coming our way this morning. Give Him thanks. Appreciate Him. Glorify Him in the name of Jesus. We are grateful to You, Father, for the encounters this morning. Give Him thanks. Glorify Him and appreciate Him in the name of Jesus Christ. We glorify You. We appreciate You. Blessed be Your name, Father. To You be the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are free. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. To the Lord be the glory. offering, God. You deserve all our praise. Blessings giving, God. Favor giving, God. Miracle working, God. You are worthy, worthy, worthy of our praise. Oh, blessings giving, God. You are worthy.
Please, you may be seated. We'll begin our intercession this morning by giving quality thanks to the Almighty God. We'll be thanking Him in this manner. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper encounter with your covenant of favor. Psalm 44 and verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own harm save them. But thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Please, let's rise and let's offer God quality thanksgiving this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper encounters with your covenant of favor. Father, we return this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts, thanking you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper encounters with your covenant of favor. Lift up your voice and let's offer him quality thanksgiving this morning. It deserves our thanksgiving. It deserves our gratitude. Let's give it to him lavishly this morning. Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper encounter with your covenant of favor. Lord, we glorify your name. Jesus, we magnify your name. Almighty God, there is none like unto you. Our God and our King, we worship you this morning. We thank you, O Lord God, for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting to each one of us encounters with your covenant of favor. To you alone be all the glory, Jesus. To you alone be all the glory, Jesus. We worship and we magnify and adore your holy name. Only your hand could have drafted in the multitudes that we saw yesterday in all the four services. Lord, we glorify you, Lord. Jesus, we magnify your holy name, Lord. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for the encounters with the covenant of favor that you brought our way yesterday. We magnify you, Jesus. We register our voice of thanksgiving this morning. Is the Lord hearing your voice of thanksgiving? Are you glorifying him? Are you magnifying him? Are you thanking him? Register your voice of gratitude this morning. Register your voice of gratitude intentionally this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice. You can thank him in your understanding. You can thank him in the language of the Spirit. But let your heart be connected to this thanksgiving prayer. Jesus, we thank you for drafting abiding multitude. Not visiting multitudes, but multitude that will abide. Multitude that will stay into all our services yesterday. And Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for granting to every worshiper encounters with your covenant of favor. To you alone be all the glory. To you alone be all the glory. We can never take your hand for granted, Lord Jesus. We can never take your hand for granted, Lord Jesus. We have returned this morning like that one leper, filled with gratitude. We have returned this morning filled with thanksgiving to acknowledge your mighty hand, to acknowledge that you are the doer. Jesus, we worship you. Father, we glorify your name for the abiding multitude that you drafted into our services yesterday. To you alone be all the glory. To you alone be all the glory. We glorify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Thank him some more. Thank him intentionally. Thank him with all of your heart. Thank him with all of your heart. Thank him with all of your heart. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we glorify your name. Blessed be thy name, Almighty God. In Jesus' great name, we have given thanks. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
In a moment, we shall yet rise to pray. In this segment, we're saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation with grace for higher dimensions of supernatural growth and replication. Can our amen be stronger this morning? Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let's rise together one more time. Lift up our voices as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operations with grace for higher dimensions of supernatural growth and replication. Lift up your voice and let's engage right now. We're engaging with faith and confidence in our God, our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operations with grace, supernatural grace, uncommon grace for higher dimensions of growth and replication. In the name of Jesus Christ, someone is praying this morning that former things have come to pass. New things do I declare, saith the Lord. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are asking this morning that you visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operations, our home cell system. Visit them with uncommon grace for higher dimensions of supernatural growth and replication. All through this prophetic season and beyond, let there be enlargement on every side. Let there be multiplication. Let there be increase concerning our Winner Satellite Fellowship operations. In the name of Jesus Christ, someone lift up your voice. Pray with passion this morning. We are standing in a gap with faith in our hearts concerning our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation. Our Father, release your grace for higher dimensions of supernatural growth and replication upon every single WSF location all across our church network, all across the Faith Tabernacle, in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone pray some more this morning. Engage your heart. Pray with fervency. Every cell must replicate. Every cell must yet increase. Our Father, we are asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you release uncommon grace upon every single home cell location. Let your grace be multiplied upon our Winner Satellite Fellowship operations for higher dimensions of supernatural growth and replication. In the name of Jesus Christ. For it is written, I'll yet again be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. He will yet visit us with men like flock. Our Father, yet again, release your grace upon every home cell location over our Winner Satellite Fellowship operation. Uncommon grace for supernatural growth, supernatural replication upon every single cell. Let your grace for enlargement, your grace for multiplication be released upon every single home cell location in this season and beyond, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Someone pray some more this morning. God hears and he answers. Every time we call, therefore make a cry of faith this morning. Stand in a gap for your own home cell location. Stand in a gap this morning for every single WSF location. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, visit our Winner Satellite Fellowship operations with uncommon grace, unusual grace for higher level, higher dimensions of growth and replication, higher levels of enlargement. Let every cell yet birth many more cells, even this year, in the name of Jesus Christ. The prophetic word, the prophetic agenda must be fully delivered in this season, in the name of Jesus. Someone pray some more this morning. You can engage your spirit right now as you pray in an unknown tongue, engaging the fervency of your spirit, asking for grace upon every single home cell location. Grace for enlargement, grace for multiplication, grace for replication. Let it be released upon every single home cell location all through this season and beyond. Lift up your voice, engage some more right now. Engage with fervency, engage with faith and confidence in your God. Our Father, we give you thanks for answers. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Big hand for Jesus this morning and be seated.
In a moment we shall be rising up again to pray. This time around we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us a word in season in every service, thereby attracting many more to Christ and this church. Can I hear a bigger amen? Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4 says, the Lord God had given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the word in season in every service, thereby attracting many more to Christ and to this church. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we ask, continue to send us your word in season. Continue to send us the word in season. Continue to send us the word in season. Lord, thereby attracting many more to Christ and into this church. Someone lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, continue to send us the outpouring of your word in season. Continue to enlighten us with your word in season in each and every service, thereby attracting many more to Christ and into this church. Lift up your voice as you make requests. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, continue to send us your word in season in each and every service, in our Sunday services, in our midweek services, in our covenant hour of prayer. Father Lord, even, O Lord, in our WSF meetings, continue to send us the word in season. Continue to send us the word in season, thereby attracting many more to Christ and attracting many more into this church. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Pray fervently. Pray from your heart. Pray believing God for answers. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, continue to send to us the word in season. Continue to send to us the word in season in each and every of our services, thereby attracting many more to Christ and attracting many more into this church. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, also pray in the spirit, but by all means, let your voice resound in heaven. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the word in season. Continue to send us the life-transforming word in season, the destiny-molding word in season, in each and every service, thereby attracting many more to Christ and attracting many more into this church, establishing them upon this mountain. Someone lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, continue to send us the word in season in each and every one of our services, thereby attracting many more to Christ and attracting many more into this church. Now lift up those hands in appreciation to the King of Kings. Give him praise. Thank him for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please, you may be seated.
Again, we are rising to pray. And this time we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ this year. John chapter 4, verse 29 and 39, paraphrase. Come see a man which told me all things that I have ever did. Is not this the Christ? And many of the Samaritans of that city believe on him for the saying of the woman. Shall we rise to our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father and our God, we are lifting up our voices before you this morning. And we pray in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ this year. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer with faith in your heart. Our Father, we pray unto you this morning, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ this year. Just like that woman became the active disciples of Christ, we are asking in the same order, Lord, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ this year. Lift up your voice and pray with faith in your heart. Our Father, we are calling upon your name. We pray in your name this morning, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ in this church, even this year. Let heaven hear your voice. Pray with faith in your heart. Let's pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ this year. Lift up your voice. Pray intensely this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. Engage the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ this year. Let heaven hear you. In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Our Father, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ this year. In the name of Jesus, Father, in your name we pray. Turn all our new converts and new members in this church to active disciples of Christ this year. Lift up your voice and pray them all. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession. We have the confidence in him that every time we call on him, our God answer. Father, in your name we pray. Turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ this year. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are calling upon your name. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ even this year. This is our heart desire and our heart cry concerning all our new converts and our new members in this church. We are asking, O Lord, that you will turn them to active disciples of Christ even this year. Lift up your voice everywhere. Pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven to turn all our new converts and our new members to active disciples of Christ, even in this church this year, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, in your name we pray this morning, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ this year. Lift up your voice the more. Pray this prayer in the spirit. Pray it in your understanding. Keep engaging the name of Jesus. Keep engaging your faith and your confidence, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ even this year. This is our desire and our expectation concerning all our new converts and our new members. We pray, oh Lord, that you will turn them into active disciples of Christ even this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, turn all our new converts and new members to active disciples of Christ in this church even this year. Lift up your two hands to the Lord and begin to give him thanks. Magnify him. Give him the glory. He has heard us again. Father, we give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. And please be seated.
Now we shall be rising with this prayer line. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your continuous protection and preservation over this commission and all her members from all satanic assaults. Your amen can turn things around. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5, for I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Rise with me this morning. Go before the Lord with appreciation. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your continuous protection and preservation over this commission and all her members from all satanic attacks, all satanic assaults. Give glory to God everywhere. Let's magnify him. Let's glorify him. It's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Saints of God, wherever you are, across the surface of the earth, God deserves your thanks. God deserves our praise as a commission. And as individuals, let's glorify him for his continuous unbroken protection, his unbroken preservation over this commission and her members from all forms of satanic assaults, the known and unknown, the seen and unseen. Our God has preserved, our God has kept. Let's give him glory. When God keeps, no one can kill. When God preserves and protects, no one can harm. This is our testimony as a commission. This is our testimony as a people. Therefore, lift up your voice. Lift up your hand. Appreciate the doer. He is worthy of all glory. Our Father and our God, thank you in the name of Jesus for continuous protection and preservation of this commission and her members from all forms of satanic assaults. You have given your angels charge over our movement. You have focused your eyes on us. Our God has kept us from all evil. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the praise. Let's give him all the honor. It's not of him that runneth. It's not of him that willeth. It's of the Lord that showeth mercy. Let's give glory to God. He has kept this commission from all forms of satanic assaults. He has preserved the membership from every evil attack, from every evil projection, from every evil installation. God deserves your glory. Is he hearing your voice this morning? Is God seeing your heart of appreciation? Lift it up. Give it to him. He deserves it. He demands it. He delights in it. Let's give glory to God this morning for continuous protection and preservation, unbroken protection and preservation over this commission and her members from all forms of satanic assault. Let's give him glory. The evil of the day, the danger of the night has been minus you and I. By the mercy of God, by the kindness of our Father, not unto us, but unto you we give glory. If the Lord does not keep the house, the keepers will be staying awake in vain. Therefore, lift up your voice, saints of God. He has preserved our children. He has kept our loved ones. He has preserved us all these years as a commission and as individuals. Our God has been good to us. Therefore, lift up your voice and give glory to God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for your unbroken protection and preservation, your continuous protection and preservation over us as a commission and over us as a people. Now give him thanks in the Holy Ghost. He that giveth thanks in unknown tongues, doeth it well. Lift up your voice everywhere. Give thanks to God with unknown tongues. Give thanks to God in your understanding. Give thanks to God with fervency this morning. Be intentional and focused. Our God deserves the glory for his unbroken protection and preservation. He has kept us in the night. He has kept us in the day. He has preserved our going and our coming. He has preserved our young ones, even the unborn ones. Wave your hands. Give glory to God. Magnify him. Get excited. Lift your voice in appreciation. Give glory to God for his unbroken protection and preservation over us as a commission. This has been from day one till today. Our Father, receive all the glory. Our Father, receive all the honor. Our Father, receive all the praise. Blessed be your holy name. One more time, with lifted hands, give glory to God. He deserves it, he demands it, and he delights in it. Our thanksgiving have been accepted. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise, and please be seated.
Shortly, we are going to rise in personal supplication. As we're reminded, he said, when we call unto him, he will answer, and he will show us great and mighty things that we know not. Also, Jeremiah chapter 30 and in verse 19, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And what's the end of it? It will multiply and will not be few. It will glorify and will not be small. Remember yesterday, there was a prophetic alert that came via the mouth of God's servants from the Lord, saying, turn the bugging issues of your life to thanksgiving, and the Lord will turn them to testimonies. Please, let's take appropriate position and begin to speak unto the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Let's begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Rise up on your feet, lift up your hands, magnify him for his grace and his help. He's made him himself manifest upon our lives. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated.
In this covenant, our prayer this morning, it is testimony time. Let's say louder, my breakthrough time. Listen to the following documented testimonies, and as you engage, yours shall be louder than this. Amen. Number one, plague of sickness destroyed after joining this commission. I joined this commission in 2018, beaten, battered, and sick. The hospital became the second home of my family, and nothing was working for me. However, I left the eastern part of Nigeria to come to Canaanland, and Bishop David Oyedepo encouraged first-timers to engage with every instruction and prophetic declarations from the altar for 3 months. While he made declarations in that service, he caused every siege over our career, family, and life. I came in to those declarations and engaged in kingdom advancement prayers. I also invited people and all my friends to church. That same year, in August, my family joined me. And since we joined this commission to date, none of my family has fallen sick. Let's celebrate God with a clap offering. My business has been restored. I return all the glory to God. Testifier Christopher Okeke, let's celebrate God with a clap offering. Number two, 19 years barrenness destroyed. I joined this commission some 10 months ago. I had been barren for 19 years. Everything about me was sorrow. At one of the services in February last year, the bishop told the people, believing God for miracle children, to come to the altar with their baby's item. I came out and the bishop prayed for us. After the prayers, the bishop told us to give God an hour of praise weekly. When we got home, he advised us to switch off our phones to avoid distractions. I obeyed and God stepped in and visited me. Let's celebrate God with a clap offering. At exactly 10 months of my journey in this church, I delivered my baby girl. One more time, celebrate God. God wiped away my tears of 19 years barrenness. Hallelujah. The testifier, Odochi Uwama. For what God has done, let's give God a big clap for this morning. Rise your feet and begin to celebrate God, the doer of all these awesome testimony. Celebrate him the more. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Lift your voice this morning and give thanks to him. Appreciate the name of the Most High God and do it from the depth of your heart today. Don't mutter your words, give thanks. Don't mutter your words, give quality thanks unto God. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise and the glory due unto his name. Thank him for these awesome testimonies. They are the acts of God, the wonders of God, the faithfulness of God. Give glory and give thanks. Give glory and give thanks. Also begin to thank him for the answers that he has given to your prayers. Every one of those intercessions that you offered unto him, give praise unto him for the answers. Also for those matters that you offered thanks for, according to the prophetic word, is turning them to testimonies. Therefore, give thanks for the testimonies that are coming your way. As a result of your thanksgiving. And now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. I've come to hear from you, Lord. Speak to me today. Speak to me today. Speak to me today. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come today with voices of thanksgiving for all that you have done. We thank you for the testimonies we have heard. No one could have done these things. This is your hand at work, and for it we give you all the glory. For the answers to our prayers, we say thank you. For the matters you have turned to testimonies, we say thank you. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. Speak to us again. By your word, let each one of us be changed. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, according to scriptures, we are made to understand that wherever the church stops giving thanks, the church stops growing. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, it said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. Yesterday in the service, we defined thanksgiving as acknowledging the acts of God. Acknowledging the acts of God. So it is recognizing that behind every good thing, we see the hand of God at work. And the growth of the church is the desire of God. And therefore, if it is a God thing, it's a good thing. And if we are going to see it continue to happen, then we must continue to give glory to God. The Bible says in the book of Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, it said, this commandment is for you, O ye priests, if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name. He said, I will curse your blessings. I've caused them already because you did not lay it to heart. In other words, it is the act of thanksgiving that ensures that our blessings are secure. We must therefore continue to acknowledge the acts of God. We must continue to acknowledge the acts of God lest we go into captivity. In Jeremiah chapter 13, Jeremiah 13 verse 15 to 17, the Bible tells us there, it says, hear and give ear and be not proud. For the Lord has spoken. What has he said? Give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while you look for light, he turned into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. He said in verse 17, but if you will not hear, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride and my eye will weep sore. Why? He says, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. So refusal to acknowledge the hand of God, the acts of God, will always yield in captivity. But today I see grace coming upon each one of us to maintain a life of gratitude in the name of Jesus Christ. So for us this week, our exhortation is captioned, thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. Thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. Let's recognize this today, that everything about church growth from start to finish is the hand of God. According to scriptures, our God is the God of addition. In the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, the Bible says they were praising God and having favor with all the people. It says, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Who added to the church? God. So it is there is no man that can add to the church. It is God that adds to the church. John chapter 6 and verse 44. The Bible says that no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him.
So it is God that can add. It is God that draws. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6, it said, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but it is God that gave the increase. So wherever you see addition to the church, it is not human strategy. It is not human capacity. It is simply God at work. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 14, the Bible tells us there, Acts 5 verse 14, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. There is no Sunday we gather that we don't see first timers. No Sunday we gather that we don't see newcomers. It is not the ability of man. It is not the capacity of man. It is not the strategy of man. It is not the effort of man. It is the hand of God at work. So additions are the product of the hand of God. And the Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 28 and verse 5, he said, because they regard not the hand of God, nor the operation of his hands, he said he will destroy them and not build them up. So if it is God's hand that is bringing addition, then you and I must offer acknowledgement, appreciation to God, thanksgiving to God in order to see his hand keep building on our behalf. Number two, we discover that he is the sender of the Holy Ghost, who is the Lord of the harvest. So not only is our God the God of addition, but he is the sender of the Holy Ghost, who is the Lord of the harvest. In the book of John chapter 16, verse 7 to 11, the Bible gives us the picture of the function and operation of the Holy Ghost. It said, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for me to go. If I do not go, the Comforter will not be able to be sent. He said, but when he comes, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. So scriptures make it clear that the Holy Spirit is the one that brings conviction. Is the one that brings what? That is why it is not explanation that leads to conversion. It is conviction that leads to conversion. You can give a compelling explanation and not see the conversion of any soul. It is the Holy Spirit that pricks the heart of men and causes them to respond to the gospel. The Bible tells us how that when Peter had finished speaking on the day of Pentecost, remember the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came down, it says that the men said, men and brethren, what shall we do? They were convicted. The Bible said they were pricked in their heart. It was the Holy Ghost in operation. And by his operation, suddenly there was a reaction to the gospel. Many of us have been on the harvest field before where you have given what looked like a very compelling, description. Where you have described and explained the gospel. And the person you are ministering to is even saying, it's true. Now, do you want to give your life to Christ? No. Why? Because the Holy Ghost has not convicted him. Your explanation lacks potency in convicting any soul. It is the Holy Spirit that convicts the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. So the Bible makes it very clear to us that if we are going to see conviction, it is by the Holy Ghost. So it is not your explanation. It's not your grammar. It's not your examples. It is the Holy Spirit that gives this, this channel of conviction that brings about the conversion of a soul. Shout hallelujah. I've shared the story some time ago how that there was a woman that I know who would go out. We all go out on outreaches and then she would come back with a list. The list will be full, a full scarf sheet like that, front and back with names of souls. And I began to wonder, what's happening? We went out the same time. We came back the same time. What is she doing between? So I decided I wanted to see what she was saying. Because as far as I was concerned, as at that time, I believed that there was something she is saying that is the reason why she was getting that much results. I thought it was about explanation. So I decided to begin to shadow her without her knowing. So I saw her talking to a group of people and I passed and I slowed down because I wanted to hear what she was going to say. Because as far as I was concerned, if she says something and it's working for her, if I would say it, it will work for me. As I passed, I slowed down and I heard her talking to a group of people, about five or six of them thereabout, and they surrounded her and she began to speak to them. And everything she was saying did not make any sense to me. Everything she was saying did not make, it was not sensible. So I said, I want to see the end of this matter. Because as far as I'm concerned, even if they preach to me like that, I will not be born again. By the time she finished, do you all want to receive Jesus? All of them lifted up their hands to a message that did not make sense. But every one of their hearts were convicted. It was then that I knew that it's not by explanation. It is by the operation of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God begins to operate through an individual, that is when there is conviction, and that is what leads to conversion. If the Spirit of God is not working, they may even pray with you, but as you go, they'll just say, look at that useless person. They only pray with you for you to leave them alone. But when the Spirit of God is operating, that is when you have genuine conviction, and that leads to the conversion of souls. So please hear this and hear very well. When you hear such and such number of souls were won, it is not a person's ability. It is the Spirit of God that is at work. So never arrogate glory to yourself. Be careful about your description of the operation of the Holy Ghost. Make sure you are cautious about it. Shout hallelujah. Make sure you are cautious about it. Some time ago, I went out with my team, and one of my team members, when we came back, we saw the count of souls that God gave us, and the person said, we tried today. I said, we didn't try. There was nothing we did that contributed to this except the Spirit of God. It is only the Spirit of God that convicts the souls of men. So be careful how you describe. Every time you go out and see souls won, recognize it is the Spirit of God at work. May God grant us the grace to maintain this heart of gratitude in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, thanksgiving is a requirement for destroying the gates of hell against the continuous growth of the church. If we are saying that if the church will be built up by addition, if we are saying that the Lord of the harvest will be in operation as we go into the harvest field, then it means that if we will not see the gate of hell prevail, then we must continue to give thanks. Whenever thanksgiving is offered, barriers are broken. Acts 16 verse 25 down to verse 30. It said, Paul and Silas at midnight, they prayed and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, and immediately all of the doors were open. The prison doors were broken. They offered praise and thanksgiving to God, and the barriers were broken. I see the barriers to our next level of supernatural growth broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew 16 and verse 18, he said, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. It is our thanksgiving that keeps the builder building. And when you are giving thanks to God, who is the builder of the church, he cannot but build your life. Jeremiah 30 verse 19 again, he said, out of them will proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. But those who are part of it, I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. God cannot build his church and not build your life. As you offer continuous thanks, I see him building your life into next levels of glory. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your hand and your voice before the Lord and expressly give God thanks. Father, you are the one behind the addition. We thank you. You are the one behind the conviction and the conversion of souls. We thank you. Lift your voice and give quality thanks unto God. He said, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. Unto your name we give glory and praise for your mercy and your truth's sake. Will you lift your voice and give glory unto God this morning from the depth of your heart? Give glory unto God this morning from the depth of your heart. Give praise unto his name from the depth of your heart. My Father, my God, I have come today to celebrate you, to give praise, to give glory, to give honor, to give adoration, to celebrate your faithfulness. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. You are worthy of adoration. Are you thanking God? Lift your hand, lift your voice, and give glory unto the name of the Lord. Give praise unto the name of the Lord. Give honor unto the name of the Lord. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name we give glory and we give praise. We give glory and we give praise. Unto your name we give the glory and we give the praise. For the additions we say thank you. For the additions, we say thank you. For the conviction, we say thank you.
Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. For you, it will be a season of change of level. As you are thanking God, the builder of the church, he will keep building your life. Your life shall be an open testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Let's not forget that prophetic instruction that came to us via God's servant yesterday that turned the issues of your life into thanksgiving, and God will turn them into testimonies. That means that this is your season of testimonies. I said, this is your season of testimonies. The God of this commission will surprise you. Now speak to the day right now and make your declarations concerning the day, because what you decree, God will deliver. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. What you decree, God will deliver. Speak to the day. This day is blessed. A day of testimonies. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have declared. This day is declared open on your behalf as a day of testimonies. It's a new week. It shall be loaded with new blessings. Favors from every angle. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Before we give our covenant exchange, we are reminded that the three-day WOVBE kicks off tomorrow. So those who are yet to get their forms, you can do that online and get set for the encounter tomorrow. It will be an explosive time in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.